everyone you need to know.
It's the worst illegal immigration in our nation's history.
Calling for the genocide of Jews.
Let's continue to make Florida the envy of the nation.
You need the sky.
Download the Odyssey app.
Everywhere.
I can get all my news.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Third hour of our get-together. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. And it's 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, we've got a lot to talk about. Top story, U.S. Embassy in Kyiv closed up, shut down. People told to shelter in place, very serious, worried about Putin. So with that in mind, one of my first questions is going to be to Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Let me introduce her. Good morning, Congresswoman. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, fellas. Running around already like a chicken with the head cut off.
Well, I know. You've got to be. You're always busy anyway, but man, these are the transition times are always a big exercise. Let me ask you right off the bat. Putin escalation, firing back into Kyiv. What's the situation? What information can you share? What do you think is going to happen here?
So we're actually getting a briefing on what has happened in the last 12 hours here today. And obviously, this is the most dangerous time that we face during a transition between administrations. Mm-hmm. But if there's one thing that's been made clear, it's that Putin does not respect or fear Biden, right? But he does have tremendous respect for Donald Trump. And as so many other world leaders did, they found him to be unpredictable. And so while I think there's a lot of saber rattling happening right now, and there are some precautions being taken with our embassy being evacuated, et cetera, I do think that this will ultimately be more of the saber rattling rather than a full-blown escalation.
Well,
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and I hope you're right, but Joe Biden certainly didn't help the situation on his way out the door, basically kind of a scorched earth thing. Oh, yeah, by the way, here's those missiles that you really asked for, like, almost 3 years ago.
Yeah, and I think that that comes in large part from the fact that Trump is interested in ending the war versus the Biden administration and those on the left that have been wanting to escalate and expand the scope of the war, dragging the United States in. And I think there was an element of legacy I wanted to show that I was so tough. And there's, I think, also a last hurrah for Biden in that he may look back and say, hey, I did everything I could because I knew that Donald Trump was going to seek to end the war. And he doesn't know on what terms. But again, poor Biden doesn't know what day it is. So I think there's a lot of conflicting agendas at the White House. We've seen that in the National Security Council. And so all we have to do at this point is just hope that calmer, cooler heads prevail, that no escalation continues, because I guarantee you when Donald Trump gets in there, we will not be in these endless wars, and this is certainly not the beginning of one of them.
Yeah, and he's a problem solver, the art of the deal. I mean, he knows that somebody might want something, whether they deserve it or not, the wants and needs. You go back and forth, you work out, you hammer out a deal. I think that something positive will come of this for sure. We just hope we make it to January 20th. And completely a different subject. And I'll make it simple, because this has been a quandary for me. I honestly have no idea. Congressman Matt Gaetz, is he a good guy or a bad guy?
Listen, I have had the distinct pleasure of serving on committees with Matt Gaetz, one of the toughest committees being weaponization under the Judiciary Committee. And I pity the fool, and I feel like I'm, Mr. T here. I pity the fool who has to come up against Matt Gaetz. He is a brilliant legal mind, fierce debater. It's just in his DNA. It's in his blood. There is going to be a lot of ink spilled in the next month, certainly, about this particular appointment. But I don't think, quite frankly, that we need a squishy, soft-spined individual going in to clean up the mess that has been created by Merrick Garland and Biden. We need someone who's a sledgehammer, and Matt Gaetz is that. So I think if we're going to get to the root of the corruption that has really weaponized the government and federal resources against everyday Americans, from nuns and parents going to PTA meetings, if we're going to get to the heart of that, we need someone who's going to be absolutely ruthless. And Matt Gaetz is just that.
Do you think the House Ethics Committee report should be released even though Matt Gaetz has stepped down?
So it cuts both ways. And I love that The View yesterday had to issue, and I don't know if you saw it, Bob, but they had to issue a disclaimer, a legal note, if you will, saying that there had been no charges pursued or filed against Matt Gaetz, right, after all of this. The House Ethics Report is another matter. And, of course, I don't serve on House Ethics, so I have no say in it. But I do say that if the shoe were on the other foot, we would want to see the report, right? And so it's the double standard of government that we continually harp on. I think it could vindicate him, especially since no formal charges had been filed by the DOJ and he hadn't been pursued, which means that there's probably nothing there. So I think it cuts both ways. I do think that this is just another example of the Democrats trying to play politics when we're just trying to get our country back on track. And I do think that Matt Gaetz will be an absolute beast over at the DOJ. So interesting dynamics here in the House. We'll see what happens today, but lots of things moving up here right now.
And I don't know if you saw the story where allegedly a hacker, I think it was New York Times reported this, a hacker using an alias, Alton Beasley, downloaded a computer file that sworn testimony from a woman about Matt Gaetz, claimed she had sex with him in 2017 when she was 17. I just thought it was interesting. Oh, there just happened to be leaked information that supposedly is under seal with the Department of Justice. Again, my ears perk up and I go, is this real? Do these things happen by accident? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I think after all of these years of the everything from the Supreme Court leak to everything that has happened from the censorship, the Twitter files, I mean, you name it. Does anyone actually believe that there are not individuals in government that are seeking to suppress those that wish to destroy elements of the most nefarious parts of it? No, we all have completely taken the blinders off, and the American people see through this nonsense. They see when someone is being targeted, and when someone is a real threat, the government will throw everything and anything that they have at them. So this place up here, it leaks like a sieve. You know, there's a common saying that, you know, if you don't want it on the front page of the newspaper, don't say it. There are no secrets up here. So I imagine that at some point, regardless of the actions taken by the Ethics Committee, it's going to come out in some form or fashion. Like I said, the fact that there were no charges filed means that there's also that issue in the back of everyone's mind. Like, is this just politics? Are they playing politics again?
Because the DOJ wins like 95% of their cases one way or another. So that is an excellent point about that. All right, last question real quick. We're running out of time. Are there any picks that stand out as not good, scratch your head, not sure, don't know how President Trump came up with that?
No. I've actually been pretty, I will say I've been overwhelmingly thrilled with the pick. Mm-hmm. This is the A-team. This is the Avengers. This is Team America. We're seeing the best and brightest, truly, in their respective fields. And some may say that it's a little unconventional, the pick, but I'm here for it. We need to shake things up. And if we don't, we're going to be at risk for having 4 years of same old, same old. And I know Donald Trump, he will not stand for that. He's picking a team that is willing to get in there. And consequences be damned. Damn the torpedoes. Let's go. Let's get America back on track.
Well, we're glad you're on Team America. We look forward to the, like, Musk and Ramaswamy. These guys could be really superheroes. We hope they're successful in cleaning things up and draining the swamp and all that goes with it. And we appreciate you being a big part of that fight, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Just stay safe.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Have a good week.
All right. Always appreciate you. I love how she communicates with us. Straight up stuff. Matt Gaetz, I mean, all she can tell you is her experiences with him professionally working on a committee. And I very much respect and appreciate that information. We've got so much more we need to cover this morning. So stick around. Also, I have a code word for you. Could be some great tickets in it for you. It's 8:16 and you're listening to 97.3. The Sky.
Mark Levin.
The Democrats will never cut spending.
6 o'clock.
The only spending they cut is when it comes to the United States military and veterans affairs. Also when it comes to the border. Otherwise, massive redistribution of wealth.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Yeah.
Bob Rose Show. Rolling on.
Yeah.
You know, like bad to the bone.
Oh, I was going to say, we can probably get that little speech impediment there taken care of, but probably covered by our insurance.
I've made a fairly comfortable living with all my impediments. So thank you.
Good point.
It is 8:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. And we appreciate you being along for the ride. U.S. Embassy in Kyiv closed up. Dire warnings. Shelter in place. Putin could take action. We are hoping cooler heads prevail. It's my hope that Trump's already using some back channels and trying to talk Putin off the nuclear cliff and say, look, give it at least a shot. Give me till January 20th. Let's sit down. Let's see if we can't iron this out, man. Let's not go crazy. All right. You know, trying to explain to Vladimir Putin, look, you're going to have more days in the sun. You know, if you want to wear your shirt or you don't want to wear your shirt still.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because there's not a lot of days in the sun in Russia. Only 12.
Oh, no. Enjoy the ones you get.
There's 12.
Yeah.
It's funny how the things, yeah, we think it's all Siberia. Not exactly. Anyway, what else did I want? Oh, I want to give you the code word. I promised you that. Mm-hmm. So let me do that. You could win Rock the Country tickets. Another fantastic Go America get together. Yep. And all you have to do to win these tickets that are worth, about $140 a piece, you could win a pair. Text the word HANK to 20357. You'll have a chance to win a pair of two-day tickets to Rock the Country, Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, Gavin Adcock, Joe D. Messina. The list goes on. Ocala. This is going to be at Horse Park, the Florida Horse Park. I don't know why I can't say that. Florida Horse Park in Ocala, May 9th and 10th. And so you want tickets? Here's how you get in the running. Text HANK to 20357. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. We should have another code word for you tomorrow. And good luck on that. Hey, I told you that after this big Trump win, I posed a question. Hey, is the lamestream, mainstream, left of center media, which is 90% of the media, are any of them going to look introspectively and say, gosh, how could we miss the mark so terribly? How could we be on such the wrong team, so to speak? Why did we find ourselves pushing this agenda that the vast majority of Americans were not buying into, even though Trump was so easy, they would think, right, mm-hmm. to vilify? It's like, gosh, we called him Hitler and still they voted for him.
Yeah.
More Jews than ever before. More blacks, more Hispanics than ever before.
That's crazy.
Man, how did we get it so wrong? Why are we failing so badly in pushing and promoting their message, which is also known as propaganda, by the way? Mm-hmm. But these are also businesses. Now, NPR gets a lot of taxpayer money, et cetera. That's kind of a different animal altogether. So we'll leave that out of it. But the rest of them, you got to produce a profit. Your ratings, your advertising dollars are based on these ratings of things called cost per point and other things. So low ratings, low revenue. Well, these are not cheap operations. Take MSNBC, for example. Now, I saw a headline. I'm sorry that I didn't get a chance to really dig into it, but apparently MSNBC is one of the things that the parent company is, you know, they're considering spinning it off. You generally don't spin off things that are making you money. It might be more trouble than it's worth. So MSNBC and Morning Joe, which, by the way, him and his wife, they get the title Hypocrites of the Year.
Oh, man.
Hate Trump. He's the worst. Trump is death to America. Trump is the great Satan. Trump is... Did we get invited to Mar-a-Lago? Are you kidding? Of course we'll be there. Yeah, Joe Scarborough. You... Punk is the word that kind of... He's just a punk.
Yeah.
Right? Too old to be a punk, kind of, but I'm gonna go with that.
Yeah, that fits.
And So they were even talking about it on their show, and they had senior contributor Mike Barnicle, who they scraped off the bow of something. And he, they were on there talking about, you know, hey, what are we going to do to make ourselves relevant again? And co-host Mika Brzezinski said, new research shows 1 in 5 adults regularly get their news from influencers on social media. Numbers even higher among young Americans, almost 40% under 30, getting their news from those sources. Pew Research Center and the social media site X remains the most widely accessed platform, followed by Instagram and YouTube. And Joe Scarborough said, to Mike Barnicle, he said, you know, that's the challenge. You grew up in the newsroom, and I mean, that's a challenge for a lot of mainstream media sources, is do they make themselves, what do they do to make themselves relevant again? Here, 20% of adults who actually get influencers on social media, maybe somebody who makes baskets. While they're making baskets, they look up and say, vote for candidate X. He kind of exposes himself as irrelevant by his statements.
Yes.
And with introspection, it's not, look, it's not our agenda and our philosophies that we push and promote that are hurting the business, so to speak. It's easier, as many left of center Democrats do, to point and fix blame. Well, it's that social media stuff. And once again, also, oh, by the way, that makes Americans dumb because we're weaving baskets and telling you who to vote for, and they do. Again, he shows just how out of touch he is. So where's the real leadership and management at MSNBC? They clearly, clearly can do so much better. It is 8:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we have a lot more to talk about, including time to do the Trump dance, which doesn't come across very well on the radio. But we've been doing it here for years, even before it was a thing. 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
Trending right now on This Sky.
Donald, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Looking forward to having a smooth transition.
As smooth as it can get.
As it happens.
Sean Thune, as majority leader,
to working in a constructive and bipartisan way.
The news station.
It's a tremendous honor.
Marco Rubio.
Job of the Secretary of State is to execute on foreign policy.
Matt Gaetz is very bright. He'll have some tough questions to answer.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky. The world,
Palestinians,
Russia,
Iran,
China,
Israel, Hamas war,
affects us at home,
higher tariffs,
illegal alien sex offenders,
buying up U.S. farmland.
Get news every half hour.
Breaking news at once.
The Sky gets it right.
News Talk 97.3.
The Sky.
We'll be talking to the Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson, about 9:05 this morning. And apparently, the hurricanes did some real damage. And I think he probably has some number totals on that. And we always like to hear from him since Ag is one of the huge, big deals, economic drivers in this here Sunshine State. Good morning and welcome. It's 8:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're going to rock the country. Let me give you the keyword again. It's Hank, H-A-N-K. Text Hank to 20357. You'll be in the running for 2-day tickets to Rock the Country featuring Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and a whole lot more. That's Hank. Text Hank to 20357. Data message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. All right. MSNBC looking to make themselves relevant again. And I just shared with you a conversation that shows how irrelevant they will continue to be. They just don't get it.
No, they don't.
I mean, just look, it's hard. They think they're right, but they're wrong. And it just amazes me. Look, there's another going to be a fight on Capitol Hill. And you've got the, what's her name, Pace, Nancy Pace out of South Carolina. Because there's a new trans member of Congress. So she's putting forward like a resolution, like you have to use the restrooms provided for you by your biological.
Right.
And oh, my goodness. I mean, people just go absolutely berserk and crazy on her.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Even though she's been the victim of rape and other sexual abuse, she even admitted on the air that, you know, she has PTSD, and the thought of a man entering the restroom, you know, and she uses the language, you know, the body part, you know, that's going to be there in the changing room, dressing room, restroom with you, you know, basically gives her the real creeps, as in PTSD creeps.
I'm sure it does.
She's looking out for other women, too. Mm. She doesn't want other women to be victimized. Now, this doesn't say anything about the possible behavior of this trans person. I don't know this person at all. But she's doing it as a general statement to say, hey, you know, let's have some rules in place that we all agree is for the benefit, really, of everybody. It amazes me. Look, you're always going to get a squeaky wheel here and there. There are some people who never be happy with anything, period. And the leftist agenda can never go far enough. You're always going to get some of that, too. But when it comes to, you know, biological males playing in women's sports and the whole restroom thing, I mean, is it really that difficult to understand why people would have their concerns, especially women and children? It's crazy, I say.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of women in sports, 2025 Women's Sports Awards announced that Caitlin Clark will be the feature speaker early next year. Burns and McDonald will present the event. It'll be held February 4th in Kansas City. It's the area's biggest fundraiser for National Girls and Women in Sports Day. Wow. Think about that. The fight for women's rights.
Yeah, you mean they're having a real woman speak at the event?
It sounds like it.
Wow, that's crazy. That's radical.
Yep.
Mm.
Sports have played such a role in her life, she said, helping develop critical skills like teamwork, resiliency, and confidence that serve me on and off the court. Yeah, that's what you look for, these great lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And those lessons are going to, you know, they've taken a back seat, basically, to this whole quote-unquote controversy.
Yeah.
That could have been easily dealt with. Trump will deal with it easily, I think. He'll say, if you're a biological male, you're in the male category by the nature of biology, which he didn't just make up. He didn't invent that. No.
It's like science or something?
It's not really a political thing. It is a science thing.
Huh.
It is a biology thing.
Wow.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. No matter what your opinion is.
Interesting.
You know, if I really, really, really think that gravity doesn't exist, will I somehow float?
What about that flat Earth thing?
No, but right. Don't get me started.
I know. No, you can't just will it into existence.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work.
Really,
that way.
Really, 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 it's going to manifest itself.
No.
It's going to. What it will manifest is exactly what.
What it sounded like.
Yes, it is the 12-year-old going on 13-year-old boys at work at the old We've Taken Over the Radio. So I don't know what happened to Bob and Greg.
I don't know.
We're just two kids in middle school trying to have a good time.
Well, we didn't want real jobs.
No, if we wanted adulting and growing up and all that, we could have gotten real jobs.
Worked in an office or something.
Yeah.
You know, something responsible.
Yeah, Dolly Parton warned me. She sang about it. She's like working 9 to 5.
And you're like, no.
Yeah.
Ain't happening.
So instead, we get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
There is that. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, we beat the system.
Yeah,
we did.
We did not think this through.
Everybody's like, what do you do all day? I go, well, I try to start with a nap.
Yes.
Yeah, you have the whole day off. You have the whole day off.
But you're not staying out till midnight either.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't have half the night off.
No.
While you're very cozy snoozing away. Greg and I are out there in the salt mines.
That's right.
Digging for the truth.
Yep. It's true.
The Millennium Falcon.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't drive that around, apparently. Instead, he's got a big old private jet.
Sucking jet fuel.
Hey! To which I say, if I was that rich, I'd have me some toys.
Sure.
And a jet, if I have that kind of money, would be on the list. He's publicly promoted climate change activism, though. That's where we say, there's a disconnect. Because he was recently seen disembarking a private jet en route from celebrating the birthday of his wife, Calista Flockhart. Again, I say, good for him. But you can't point the finger at the average American.
No.
And tell us that we're going to have to live off of solar and wind power.
And eat fake meat and all those things.
While you're in a private jet spewing carbon dioxide all over the place.
Going to a birthday party.
Harrison Ford was snapped on Monday, stepping off the jet, L.A., one day after her 60th birthday. The actor's a regular flyer of private jets, having been photographed numerous times in the past, despite support of climate change activism. Ford called the effects of climate change the greatest moral crisis of our time. The greatest moral crisis.
Then why is he contributing to it?
What? Not only is he contributing, Greg, it would make him the top in the top 1% of all the people who commit these immoral acts. If you're flying on a private jet, you're at the top of the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're trying to go for the moral, you know, this is the greatest moral crisis of our time. The greatest. Not abortion. Not killing fetuses.
No.
That's not a moral crisis. You're kidding me, right?
But you're trying to kill the planet at the same time while telling us little people how to live.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the following year he said this stuff, and he used a different term, this stuff is going to kill us, referring to what he called a looming climate disaster. He's also backed that big mouth little brat, Greta Thunberg.
Oh, she is a mess.
Thunberg. Yep. Saying that the young climate activists like her, they represent the moral army. Again, who teaches these people?
Wow.
Who teaches them about morality and ethics? Moral. You connect the worship of this planet with morality? You're a devil worshiper. You're crazy. I don't know. I can't put it any more simple. None of these declarations appears to have dissuaded Harrison Ford from using private jets, whose carbon emissions put the actor way above the average American's yearly output. Way above. I'm telling you, if you fly in private jets on a semi-regular basis, you're in the very top 1% of immoral activity. Sins against the planet. When are you, Harrison Ford, going to answer for your immoral acts? Done purposefully. Done purposefully. You didn't end up on that jet by accident, did you? These people are all insane. And I think many Americans have finally caught on. Let's keep on going. It is 8:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is very much a happy Hump Day Trump Day, 97.3 The Sky.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Welcome to my world.
Afternoons at 3.
Da-da-da-da-dee-dee. It's all about me. It's all about I. It's all about number one. Oh, my. What I think, what I know, what I like, what I want, what I see.
On News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Oh, it's going to be another beautiful day in paradise. A little muggy, a little moisture in the air, especially if you're south heading toward the Tampa Bay area. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be this mass moving across the state, but it's a very light kind of a rain. Mm-hmm. And then once that moves through and we get this cooler front, it's going to be like Shangri-La, I tell you. It's going to be wonderful fall-like weather.
Yeah, just be aware, though, too. Remember we were talking earlier, folks are like over Crystal Riddle.
What is the crystal riddle?
We wouldn't even know
it's
the
an
answer.
Enigma.
Yeah, it all wrapped up.
Wrapped in candy.
Yeah. Ooh. Crystal River. Water issues there on 19, of course, with that tide coming in.
King tide. Obey the king tide.
Not to be confused with King Tut. But yes, just kind of a mess there for you to deal with maybe this morning. Just be aware. Those remnants of Sarah that were out there.
Yeah, you know. Sarah, not smiling, but
hey, look.
Sweating, I guess.
It could be a whole different discussion had it turned into what it could have done, because it was going to be today.
And
we're looking at that there going, what if that had been a hurricane? So thank the Lord.
How can we think? Yeah, let's be thankful. Let's think of Well, I was going to say more positive thoughts, but one of the top stories is the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv is closed up. They're worried about an attack from Putin and Russia, a very serious attack. And he even made the statement very recently that nuclear weapons are not off the table. And so this is not a great position for anybody really to be in. And several other countries have closed their embassies as well. So this is being taken very seriously. We hope that cooler heads prevail. We'll continue to follow it. All right, what else is going on? Well, a Trump select, Linda McMahon. She's going to be the Secretary of Education. He also urges Republican senators to block Biden judicial nominees. You got Chuck Schumer basically working overtime, and he's going to push all the lefties he can to be judges. So Trump said, hey, do what you can. Try to stop this. All right. Whew, you got that going on. Then you've got a Democratic Chicago mayor, Brandon Johnson. He called President-elect Trump a threat to everything that is sensible. A threat to everything that is sensible. While claiming Trump wants to dismantle public education and create a system of upheaval and chaos. I finally found many, many more sources are telling you what I've been telling you for a while. And that is, from the playbook of Karl Marx, is call your enemy what you are. Claim that your enemy is doing or about to do exactly what you're doing or about to do. It's very clear. And that's where it comes from. I've heard many talking heads now saying things like, yeah, they tell you what they are by pointing the finger. They're catching on. But they just need to take the real step. This comes from Karl Marx. Look, folks, this is training. This is how they train the young minds. This is how they begin the brainwashing. Anyway, so you know that's true. So think about this Chicago mayor, what he says. A threat to everything that is sensible. So what he's saying is he's a threat to everything sensible, right? All right, what does Trump want to do? He wants to see better numbers when it comes to education. How many kids do we have that can't perform at their grade level, can't read at their grade level? The numbers are awful. The numbers are embarrassing. What is it, out of like 31 countries that they measure? We're like 27th.
Yeah.
In most of these categories. That's awful. And with all the money and all the Democrats have spent and all they claim to care about education, that lowest quartile that has always been a tough wrestling match to try to overcome, to try to fix, to try to help, it's still there and worse. That's the thing, worse. So if what you're doing now is not effective, not nearly as effective as it could be, why would you be so entrenched to stop any kind of alternatives? Well, it all goes back to money, agendas, union ties, and union money going to the election of Democrats. That's really, if you want to get to the source of it. So many of these people, once they find themselves in a position of power, yank their kids out of public school.
Yep, they certainly
do. I mean, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? There's a problem. Have they effectively addressed the problem? Hell no, they made it worse. So he's calling Trump a threat to everything that is sensible.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. What about open borders? Chicago, they're one of those sanctuary cities, right?
Yeah.
Just wondering out loud, if having to hire so many people that have multiple language skills to teach English,
yeah,
I wonder if that is a burden on the schools, the school system at all.
Taxpayers?
Of course it is.
Of course.
Yep. Yeah, we can dig in a little bit more. But first, I want to talk to our Ag Commissioner, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, is going to be on the air with us in just a few minutes. And yeah, we know that farmers have really suffered some losses. Helene really did some damage. So we'll dig into that and see what direction to go in next. That's coming up
on 97.3 The Sky.
From way over there.
Allowing Ukraine to use American missiles inside Russia.
The world's on fire right now.
To right here.
We have to get back to a great country.
We have an incredible once-in-a-generation opportunity.
And just down your street.
Safety.
And this is about infrastructure.
One weed company wrote it.
Touchdown, Gators!
97.3 The Sky has your world right here.
It blows my mind.
Hear about it first.
The Democrats.
The Republicans.
Isn't it nice to win?
Talk about it now.
Tells me everything I need to know.
The Sky has it right.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.